5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Amanda and Andrew, they're here to chat, talking about this and this and that and whatnot.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
that. I was so slow with that. You're so slow with that.
It was like, blah, blah.
Blah.
Caught me off guard.
Y'all, we're approaching the fall season.
We are.
So Kyle's got a big, stupid smile on his face.
God.
Yeah, Kyle.
It's too hot.
Okay.
Way too hot.
So I enjoy the heat, but only when I'm like at the beach or I'm tanning. I don't really like the heat when I'm at work taking a walk.
I do.
But this is like really good weather.
It's perfect weather.
Let's see. What do we got?
It is quite nice today.
It's 75.
It is quite nice. But it ain't swimming weather, and I like to swim. I'm an aquatic creature.
Yeah.
I like swimming. I like biking. I like drinking. I like dancing. And I love ice cream.
He likes to dance.
Ice cream.
And I love ice cream.
I love ice cream. What's your favorite flavor?
Vanilla.
Guys, it's kind of fucking windy.
It is really windy. I don't know what my favorite flavor ice cream is.
Your favorite flavor is vanilla?
Yeah.
Bitch.
Bitch flavor.
Bitch.
It's amazing.
I like a good Oreo ice cream.
Yeah. Oreo's good, yeah.
Love a good Oreo. Oh, or an Oreo milkshake. Fuck me up.
That's different. That's different.
When I worked at the ice cream place.
It's still ice cream.
Oh, that's a milkshake. It's
okay. Well, I said Oreo ice cream first.
I like a really thick milkshake.
Me too. Like, I like it like where I can barely even get it up the straw.
Yeah, me too.
It takes a little while for...
Me too. That's a good old-fashioned milkshake.
Yeah, when they're too watery, it's like, I don't even want it.
Yeah, I don't
want
to sip that. I don't want to sip that nonsense.
Don't give me that.
Don't give me that sipping nonsense.
Milkshake, hold the shake.
Yeah, hold the shake. I
or
want
hold
nothing.
The milk.
Float.
Oh, I love floats. We used to go to this restaurant. I don't think it exists anymore, and I'm pretty sure it's not really even a chain. But
they just don't interest me.
What is interesting?
Doesn't interest me.
What floats?
Like an ice cream float? No.
Really?
Oh, see,
some Diet Coke and some vanilla ice cream. That just
why Diet Coke?
I love Diet Coke.
Me too.
What, you just like the flavor of Diet Coke?
Yes, I am like if you give me a Coke and a Diet Coke, I'm choosing a Diet Coke.
What the hell?
Especially the zero sugar ones.
This is very interesting, folks.
Like the red ones.
Oh, I mean Coke Zero?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's different than Diet Coke.
Well, I like both. But like no, Diet Coke's Coke. Like hard eyes.
Diet Coke's the best.
If anyone knows me, they know that I am I'm a Diet Coke queen.
I hate Coke. Like just like actual Coke and shit.
No, I love a good Coke, but like I'll choose a Diet Coke every time.
I love sweet stuff, but I love Diet Coke.
Andrew's like appalled.
I can't believe this. Well, when I was younger,
you're a Coke person.
Yeah, I am a Coke person. I mean, I'm a soda person in general. But when I was younger, like all I was able to drink, probably because I was too hyper as a kid, was caffeine-free Diet Coke. That's all I drank, and it sucked. I hated it so much.
So good.
And I got used to it, and I used to think soda
nice
sucked.
Nice cold one.
And then
crack
you
it
know,
open.
When I started getting a little bit older and a little bit less hyper, I started getting the real Coca-Cola Classic. In fact, when I was little, I used to go to my sister's softball games. And she had this guy who was the coach. He looks like a drill instructor. Like, he looked crazy. He was built as shit. He had that, like, military haircut. He always wore green, like, entirely green. he was a cool-ass dude, though. And for some reason, he would only drink Coke out of the bottles, like, the glass bottles.
Oh.
There is something really great about those glass bottles.
That's different.
It's, like, top tier. It is.
Yeah.
There's something about drinking a nice cold Coke out of a bottle.
He used to bring one just for me on every softball game.
Aw. Aw, he was a pedophile.
You're messed up.
Yeah, probably. God bless.
You're messed up.
I said bless you. You're supposed to say thank you.
Thank you. Gosh damn.
Welcome.
You just called my hero a pedophile.
Is he really your hero?
But I accepted the things that he did to me in private.
Oh no. Did he give you any good advice?
No.
Did you? Yeah, I was going to say.
No, they were...
He just brought you... Coke bottle.
They were very interesting people. I forget if I told the story on the podcast before, but his wife was also a friend of my parents, and she was a heavy, heavy smoker. And one time when I was driving in her car, she's like, oh yeah, I have, cheese doodles. I know you love cheese doodles. And she gave
me... Wait, so they're both pedophiles?
Well, I don't know why she was driving me that day. It was just one of those weird situations. Anyway, she gave me the bag of blue cheese doodles, the crunchy ones. And, not Takis. I say blue because the bag is blue. But, and they must have been sitting in her car, which was like hot box with cigarette smoke for probably years. And it was the most stale, disgusting bag of cheese doodles I ever ate. And it made me legitimately want to puke. And ew. I don't think I could ever eat those again.
Yeah, she probably had them in her car for like years and then just remembered that they were back there and she has a kid in the car. Yeah. So she's like...
She gave it to me.
Trying to poison you.
So like the kid won't notice that they're a few years old.
It was so fucking gross. Ugh. Are there any snacks that you just refuse? Like Takis to me.
Oh, the Cheetos.
You don't like Cheetos, period?
I mean, I like the flaming hot ones, like the those yeah. crunchy ones, like the skinny thin ones.
Yeah, you don't like the puffy.
Yeah.
I like both.
Yeah, I don't like puffy very much, but I do like...
I like both.
They have the fucking... We always talk about food and shit on this podcast. Yeah, they always have, like the... Chester Cheeto fucking mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And I wonder how good that is. I mean, how hard is it to fuck up mac and cheese?
So, going back to ice cream, have you guys ever had a banana split?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I actually can't say that. I don't think I've ever had a banana split.
It's a movie thing, pretty much, but I've never seen one in real life.
In my head, like, when I'm going to get ice cream, I'm not thinking, like, banana split. Like, I want some bananas in ice cream.
I don't.
I love bananas, and I'm sure banana splits are so good, but I'd rather go for, like, the Oreo.
Well, what you gotta do is you gotta, like, when you go to, like, nice restaurants, you gotta get the dessert. You gotta get the yum-yum dessert. You gotta get the poo-poo platter.
The poo-poo platter.
And then you got, that's a thing from movies. I have not seen a real poo-poo platter ever at a restaurant, have
What's
you?
What's a poo-poo platter?
It's like a seafood platter. But it's called the poo-poo platter because it's like a Hawaiian dish, poo-poo.
I had a seafood platter recently.
Well, you might have the poo-poo.
But it wasn't a poo-poo platter.
You might have the poopies platter.
What does it consist of?
Poo-poo platter? No, it's like just different seafoods.
Wait, they actually call it a poo-poo platter?
Yes, it's called the poo-poo, but it's spelled P-O-U-P-O-U. Oh, okay.
P-O-U-P-O-U?
Yeah, poo-poo. Uh-huh.
Wait, I kind of love that. Poo-poo.
Anyway, yeah, I've had banana split. You got to get like fancy desserts from like restaurants every now and then.
I wish you got that for one. You're a good one.
We have some nice fancy restaurants. I'm sure that... Well, I mean, like, you could also go to, like, places that are known for ice cream. Like, Baskin-Robbins does it. Carvel does it. Mm-hmm. Friendly's will give you a banana split. But, yeah, I used to make them when I was at my ice cream job. And
I might try one now. Just now, I don't want one.
I know. I feel like we should go get banana splits.
I will say it is quite a lot of ice cream, but it's good. It's good.
And there's usually, like, half a banana, half a banana, right?
Yeah, half a banana. You do like 3 scoops of ice cream, any topping syrup, yep, hot fudge, sometimes peanut butter.
I'll be honest, I'm not a huge fan of hot fudge.
Watch, this guy's gonna move as soon as we pass him.
Of course this truck is moving.
As soon as we fucking pass.
Yep, there he is. We have the worst luck.
We do.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of hot fudge, just something else.
Really?
It's like too much chocolate's not my thing. Just coming out.
Did you ever have like a thing that you would like, okay, we just did this, now I gotta go get ice cream after? Like, would
I guess like when I was in my fat stage, yeah.
It was like, after every small feat?
Yeah.
Like no, you had an event?
No, yeah.
It was a Frosty for Wendy's, that was it.
Well, I feel like anytime we had like concerts at school or like dance recitals or whatever, it would always be like we're heading over to Friendly's and you get like a meal and ice cream.
Yeah,
you know, and every single kid in your town is there.
Yeah. Has Friendly's fallen out of favor? Because I remember that being a really big, like, to-go. Like, you would go there. That was where the friends went, and we got the chicken tendies. Yeah. Remember the commercials? I don't want to go to Friendly's. Yes.
I mean, they shut down a bunch of restaurants, too, though.
Yeah, I remember they did.
There's, like, one around me. Yeah.
I mean, I saw one right by me.
Yeah, I know the one near you.
I'm going to go in Friendly's soon.
You're going to go in Friendly's?
One waffle Sunday, please.
One waffle Sunday.
I can pick up some of their waffle fries.
Oh, yeah.
Their waffle fries are good. I mean, most of their stuff is honestly pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, it's like,
It's like kind of a step above diner food.
I was gonna say, like diner food, but like,
yeah,
it's fairly decent.
It's got a consistency to it that diner food sometimes does not.
Yes.
Train's gone.
By the way, this is the track that used to go to the building over there, man. I just figured that out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, we were wondering that for a while.
Yeah. So we it's not like an abandoned rail. They just use it for like access.
Mm-hmm. Well, clearly not abandoned.
Yeah. We're around a lot of abandoned buildings on Long Island because once upon a time, the United States used to have a shit ton of asylums.
Andrew was actually admitted to one when he was like a small child.
Well, when I was a little kid, my dad used to he used to work for the state somehow. I forget exactly how, but he used to work in one of the state buildings, and that basically gave him like access to a bunch of like state funded shit. And one of them was actually, because all the psych centers are New York State owned. Like if you look at the signs, it says New York State blah blah, blah psych center. And we live near, I mean, we'll go up the rails, why not? We work and live near a couple that were honestly really huge. In fact, New York has three of the nation's biggest like asylums.
Which is insane.
Yeah. In Buffalo there is one, and that one's crazy looking. Like that one looks like a haunted ass building.
Are they all still in operation? Are they?
No. So Kings Park was one of them. That's the most famous abandoned building
that's
in like the fucking world.
It's my neck of the woods.
Yeah, that was the
it's
Amandoned Asylum.
Grounds.
Hey, watch the Amandoned Asylum video to find out how Amanda made asylum her home. Let's check back there.
My serious. Home. My home. Yeah, I was a squatter for a while.
Amanda was a squat. The one in Buffalo got turned into like a hotel, so you can actually like stay there. Yeah, and they also like that's one of the only ones like an abandoned building they offer tours at. Like you can tour the building. And then the next biggest
one. So technically, there's still upkeep there.
There is upkeep, but it is not an asylum at all. So.
Mm.
Yeah, the one near us still actually acts as a psych center, which is kind of crazy. Because, like, back in the day, like, this was, like, the number one place for lobotomies. You would go here if you needed a lobotomy.
I would get one.
Yeah?
Yeah, they'd give me one.
Just want to? Weekend trip?
I don't know, though.
Weekend trip to get a lobotomy?
Yeah, they're down.
Yeah, I'm down.
They still actually, like, I was doing some reading on this. They still, not the asylum, but they actually, there's still some lobotomies given. Like, they're very, very much more,
Uh-oh.
Oh, what the fuck is
Wait,
this?
What's going on? We're on a trail and we see a car. Is it moving?
It is. Yeah. It's moving towards us.
Well, that's strange.
What the fuck? Is this
I
an active
we'll go
road?
The other way. Yeah, how do you even turn
Maybe
on
it's,
this?
Maybe it's security, I don't know.
That was crazy.
That was a little strange.
I guess we'll walk up this way a little bit.
We are approaching spooky season. Amanda tells me that she actually likes doing haunted houses now.
Yeah, I feel like, well, I haven't done them in a while, so I want to give it another go. I didn't go to any last season, so I think we should all go to a haunted house.
I think that would be fun.
I don't know. I'm like, I'm too scared.
We could vlog it.
Kyle, are you like a scaredy cat?
I'm a pussycat. I don't know what to tell you, bro.
I'm a pussycat.
I'm a pussycat, man. What am I
Do you think I'm
pussycat?
Not going to be screaming my head off? Because I will be.
When you're done, you know, just shoot a ghost.
I remember I went when I was younger with a few of my friends, and like her older sisters and like their boyfriends, and we had to separate groups because there was like 20 of us, so I think we did like 10 and 10. And I had one of her boyfriends, like her older sister's boyfriends, behind me, and we're all going through it, and the kid behind me is so scared that he's actually pushing me through the haunted house as fast as he can, pushing me like aggressively.
Oh my god. Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? And I'm like 10 years younger than him.
Every man for himself.
That's so funny. I would love to do, like, the thing about me for haunted houses is, like, no matter what, a jump scare is going to scare you.
Yes.
Like, unless you're completely, like, nullified to that shit, like, you are going to jump. But, like, I like the haunted houses that actually feel like they have a little bit of effort put into them, you know?
Yeah. Like, not like, I don't want to say it, but...
Not like where you're walking through someone's, like, office building.
Yes.
And they set up cubicles and they put, like, cobwebs and shit on them.
That's funny. I was that
it's
one years ago.
It's kind of cute because it's, like, family farms and they're, like, just trying to have a little scare.
I was at one years ago, and some guy with a chainsaw, he like went up to a kid and like started, you know, revving the engine with the chainsaw. And the kid's mom came and started yelling at this guy for doing that. This kid was so scared.
That's funny.
I genuinely get a little scared of chainsaws. But well, also, I have a weird fear of haunted houses because I'm scared that someone got the job.
That it's is an actual psychopath.
Yeah, and they actually are going to kill someone.
It would be the perfect crime, but it's like, the world, I feel like, hey folks, the world isn't cool enough anymore. Like, serial killers aren't cool anymore. Yeah.
Apparently there's one, like, in the city right now.
No, of course.
Yeah.
Well, I thought there was a serial killer in the city right now.
You're pretty.
What the hell is this trail, folks?
I don't know.
It's so strange. Are we going to turn around?
You're asking the folks.
I'm asking the folks.
Wait, what do you mean the world's not cool anymore?
Well, I'm saying, like, think of the 60s and the 70s, like the turn of the age when it was like a satanic panic and like these cults were doing crazy ass shit. Although, I just heard something crazy the other day. Like, okay, so I don't browse Reddit every now and then, but I like to pay attention to what's happening on Long Island. Scare one of the best ways to do that is to check out the Long Island Reddit.
Yes.
And some guy was like making this post and I was just kind of browsing randomly and the post was like dead animals and other bizarre things popping up on blah 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 beach. And I was like, well, that's weird. So I looked in and this guy's like, this is fucking crazy. There's dead animals all over the beach. There's dogs wearing diapers. There's fucking like, yeah.
That's very weird that you're saying that because there's a Facebook group that I'm in and it's for Long Island beaches. And it's the beach that I go to. And he posted like a skeleton and it looked like the skeleton of a dog. And I don't know, had someone like been there with their dog and the dog got like stuck in a current or something, but like the oddity of that and not hearing about it is very strange.
It is crazy. And the weird thing about this post was that like he gave a full description. It was pretty level-headed. Like it wasn't like a crazy post. It was like, I just really want to find information. What the fuck is going on? And people are like, join the line, buddy. This has been happening for a while now. And it's like,
man,
what the fuck?
I gotta try and find that picture to show you because that was so crazy that you said that.
I gotta find that post again because it was like, I was like, what the fuck is going on? There's just dead dogs and shit popping up on a beach. It's like, yeah, people think it's some sort of ritual. There were dead chickens as well. And,
oh, like they're thinking it's cult.
Yeah, they think it's either cult or some weird religion. They say, yeah, this beach is used for like cult practices. And it's like, At what point do we just say, like, this is not a cult, this is dangerous? Like, they're fucking killing dogs, and the dogs are wearing diapers for some reason. There's clear animal abuse going on.
That's insane.
So we need to, like, you know, get to the bottom of this, maybe?
That hurts my soul.
Yeah.
It genuinely hurts my soul.
But, like, for the most part, I'd say that, like, stuff like that doesn't really feel like it exists anymore. You know, like, there's kids that, like... Like, the closest we had to the girl who fucking killed for Slenderman.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that shit?
Yeah. So. I mean, when you think about it, there's certainly cults, like, all around us. We just, you know, it's not in broad daylight.
No, you're right. And some of them are genuinely harmless, or at least like, appear that way.
The way I see what you're saying is, like, cults with, like, compounds.
Yes.
Who are, like... The police can't even get there because it's, like, dangerous.
What was that one famous cult? It was, like, 90s, I think, Waco, Texas.
Oh, I don't know what the name of the cult was, but... Something Heaven? Was Heaven in the name of it?
No.
But
it was, like, some religious cult. I just forget what it was called.
But, like, there's an interest to those. Like, I like that kind of stuff. It's interesting looking into it, but...
I love watching cult things. Cult documentaries are, like, one of my favorites.
That's any good ones?
I can't think of it. It's on Netflix, but I'll look at it and I'll see when I watch it, the name of it, but I forget.
In one of the upstate colleges I went to,
they had, like, a 100-hour shootout with the cops.
That was
Waco, yeah, wasn't it? That was Waco, yeah.
But there was a few others that I watched that I'll have to tell you.
Yeah, we'll look for Minna's recommendations later. Sorry, I cut you off.
No, that's okay. I cut you off first.
There is a place in one of my upstate towns that was called the Yellow Deli.
Oh.
You know about that one?
Yeah.
What, you gave me like a...
I know, like, parts of the story, but not the full...
What's the story? I actually didn't know the story. I just knew that they made some bomb-ass breakfast. That was really...
Wait, what?
Should I say it?
Go ahead, yeah.
So, at least what I know was that I think they were, like, I guess, giving money to a cult that they were part of.
This deli?
Yeah. I guess the owner, or some, like, weird shit like that. And something happened, I forget what, but they got shut down, because I guess they were doing some, like, wild stuff. Like, I'm not sure if it was, like, you know, pedophile stuff or just, like, what, but it was, like, some
So they don't exist anymore?
I think they shut down and changed names or got an owner or some shit, but yeah, it was weird.
They made good food?
They made some good food, legitimately. Like,
so
they made good
there?
Ass food. Yeah, I've been
to the Yellow Deli. And they were actively just, like, giving money to...
I guess so.
Cult?
Like, it was, like, a front, right? It was called the Yellow Deli, and it was a front for a cult.
Wow.
And it was, like, well-known. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of places on Long Island.
Man with his food. He went there too.
Did he?
Did he,
Adam Rich?
Yeah, yeah.
No, Adam something else.
No, that was his name.
Adam Richmond?
Yeah. He did a, shoot there.
What was the challenge?
I don't know.
I
he might have just been, like, testing the food, you know, because he always has those, like, two spots you go to and have food, and one spot that had a challenge you go to.
I like the idea of food challenges.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, did you guys see that Joey Chestnut set a new record?
I did hear that he was back.
Hot dogs, yeah.
The what?
Joey Chestnut, the man who eats hot dogs. What was the record? He ate more hot dogs than before?
Yeah, yeah.
That's insane.
It was him versus Kobayashi. He was like a big competitor too before he kind of retired, I guess, the hot dog competition.
I literally can't even imagine that.
Right?
Andrew did a hot dog competition.
Yeah.
It was a small one. I did it on a cruise ship, and I think they probably expected most people to have, like, normal stomachs. But it was actually the guy who I was in second place or third, I forget, but I did not win first.
How many did you have?
I don't remember. If I had to guess, like, under 15.
Oh, my God.
Was it 10 minutes or was it...
It was like 10
Wait, that's how long you get?
Yeah.
It's 10 minutes and he ate 83?
Yeah.
In 10 minutes?
Yeah.
83 in 10 minutes?
Yeah. Wait, that's insane.
That guy's stomach.
I didn't think that was humanly possible.
I mean, like, what's coming out of that man afterwards? Let's be honest.
Yeah. It can't be anything good. That man is probably hurting.
I mean, he probably
that man is a septic tank.
Week, though, right?
Ew. What?
He's back up. I can't shit for a week.
Probably not. I mean, all the bread.
Probably just, like, back up.
At that point,
83 hot dogs and how much bread that is.
I mean, I don't want to be crass, folks, but at that point, you're just shitting out an entire hot dog again.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Like, what is the waste of that? It's literally just another hot dog coming out of your ass.
I wonder how many calories in total 83 hot dogs is.
I swear to God, like, over 30,000.
It's got to be more than that. Right? How much is a hot dog and the bread? Does he use condiments?
No, I think it's just plain. And with a drink too. I think he does like Diet Coke or water or whatever it was he uses.
Well, don't people usually like dip the hot dogs in the water and make it go down easier?
Here's a question. If you ate a hot dog tied in a condom, swallowed it, does it come out whole still? Like, you think you could pass it through your entire body and have it come out whole again?
That's actually a good question. Yeah, but why do you even need that condom to swallow the hot dog whole?
Because if you swallow without the condom, your body's just going to eat the hot dog. You need the condom to protect the hot dog.
Essentially, yes, because think about people who smuggle drugs. They swallow it in balloons.
Yeah, but then they take it out of their tummy.
What?
They take it out of their tummy, not their butthole.
Yeah, and then some people shit it out.
Some people shit the drugs out?
The balloons.
Yeah.
They stuff them in their ass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you can also eat it. There was this one girl who had balloons in her stomach, and they found it at the airport.
Oh, my God.
And they were going to wait, like, I guess for her to pass it, but it was too dangerous.
Jeez. I did not know this.
Yeah, they swallow it in balloons.
Well, this is what we need Mythbusters for. Like, Mythbusters has been sorely missed for quite some time.
Oh, rest in peace.
Oh, yeah, like, one of the dudes died, didn't they?
Oh, I don't know.
Grant, the Asian dude.
Rest in peace to...
Mythbusters in general?
Yeah. Did he die?
Yeah, the Asian dude died from Mythbusters. Kind of sad.
That is sad.
The other dudes are still alive. They're on the lady. They were like, we have, like, they found one hot chick. It's funny that, like, when you work in production, you can kind of just see how their minds work.
Yes.
Where it's just, like, they had one slightly attractive girl, and they were milking that for all they could.
Yeah, yeah. You can also tell when something's written by a woman and written by a man.
Oh, yes, 100%.
Yeah, the man's like, oh, my God. Look at those feet.
Yeah.
What? I swear to
God. The men will have, like, women doing jumping jacks.
Yeah.
Yes.
In slow motion.
In a tank top.
Yes. No, legitimately, that was what Mythbusters was. There would be, like, episodes where it's like, how sweaty does a woman get compared to a man in certain situations? Like, we had Terry, or whatever her name is, jump up and down.
Exactly. Written by a man.
Yeah.
Written by a dude.
Written by a guy who was horny. The editor that day was just like, oh, I can't believe you have to go through all this footage.
So excited.
Yeah.
To just sit back.
Did you guys really need to film me for 4 hours?
Jumping up and down?
When that guy with the bald head and the stupid beret only had to do it for 10 minutes?
My God.
Yeah,
Mythbusters was good. Yeah, I used to always watch Mythbusters. Because my dad would always watch it.
It's a good-ass show. It was fun. Like, it's like fun science. It was from definitely a different era where there was just kind of... I mean, that was when Discovery felt like, you know, something was actually fun happening on that channel and not, like, the same stupid shit over and over again.
Yeah.
Like, Ancient Aliens. I know that's History Channel, but, like, that's pretty much what Discovery is now, too.
Yeah, and just, like, Animals in the Wild.
And then HGTV became those, that couple from Love It or List It. What is that fucking stupid show?
Yeah, what's
it? I have no idea.
Is Love It or List It?
Yeah.
But the,
you know, there's a few of them on HGTV, but I think that's one of them.
Well, they own their own fucking network now. They own the Magnolia Network.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
You don't watch any HGTV?
Not really.
What was that show called? It was like a guy who went to these spots all over the world, and, like, found, like, the biggest fish they had, or the dirtiest fish they had.
Oh, Lake Monsters.
Yeah.
Lake Monsters was pretty good.
They only stopped because he caught, like, every fish.
If someone ran me over right now, would you guys beat them up?
I would be like, what the fuck is going on?
If someone ran me over right now, would you, like, beat them up?
Hey,
I would hope. What the hell? This one building has, like, a fucking toucan.
Settle down, dude.
We're gonna figure out what this what this fucking noise is.
Sorry, I interrupted you guys just to see if you guys
can investigate this.
Is,
No, wait, is that a speaker to, like, ward off geese?
You're lying.
Right there.
No, because there's multiple. Those are lights, I think.
No, right on top of the brick there.
Oh, shit, no way.
They have, like, a speaker to ward off geese. Oh. Who could that be? I almost want to ask this guy.
I had a feeling you were going to say that the second you saw him walk out of that building.
I kind of want to ask this guy.
All right,
folks,
go ahead.
We could kind of distract from this podcast.
I'll allow it. Because I'm kind of curious.
Excuse me. Is that speaker to, like, ward off geese? You're not sure? Oh, okay.
He wasn't sure, folks.
I don't think he works there.
I don't think he actually worked there.
He probably just, like...
We're crossing the street.
Accident Uber driver. Like, an Uber Eats driver.
That guy wanted to deliver some pizza. He was delivering some fresh lobster sauce.
Folks, I want Chinese food right now.
Right now?
Yeah, right
now.
What'd
you get?
Well, I would get rice with lobster sauce.
Okay.
Chicken chow mein. Give me something else.
Egg rolls.
Some egg rolls, some wonton soup.
I love lo mein.
Veggie or pork.
Folks, we've been talking a lot about food. You think we're just, like, these fat fucking idiots?
I know, I feel like 90% of our conversations resort back to food somehow.
But isn't that humanity?
You did this. You were like, I want Chinese food right now.
I did. Well, she made me think of an Uber driver delivering food.
Never mind.
I don't ever get food delivered, ever. I'm always a pick up my own food kind of guy.
I get it delivered here and there.
Yeah, I just some fucking much money.
That's why I prefer to pick it up, because by the time you, like, Uber eat something to your house, it's like
actually $20.
So much money.
Yeah, it's so much fucking money. Remember that time I literally got a free McDonald's meal and it came out to $7?
Yes.
Because it was fucking delivered. It was so stupid.
Insane. I think I was violently hungover that day and we ate chicken nuggets.
Yeah, we ate chicken nuggies.
I seriously love chicken nuggies. I think I've said this, yeah, this was in a Kyle episode. The most I've ever eaten was like 40 chicken nuggets.
I could eat 40 chicken nuggets. For sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could do that without any problem.
Which place has the best chicken nuggets? Wendy's, McDonald's, or Burger King?
It's McDonald's. Fucking hands down.
Really?
No,
oh, go fuck yourself.
I'm right.
No. No fucking no. lie.
Yeah.
McDonald's has the best chicken nuggets and the best fries.
We're back talking best about fries, yeah, fat yeah, ass food fries, again. Yeah.
But, I actually just had McDonald's fries for the first time in a really long time. My sister brought home a few
was
things.
Was it Yummers?
It was so good. I don't like go. Like, if I'm choosing food, I'm usually not going to get fast food.
Yeah.
You know, I would prefer, like, a nice little sandwich over... Because it just makes me feel like shit. I'm really tired afterwards. But sometimes when I have it, I'm like, it's just so dang good.
I missed chicken fries from BK. Those were fucking
I am not a BK kid, dude.
Really? Me either, but I have to say they have really good shakes. They have a really, really good Oreo shake.
They do have good shakes. Wait a second, though. Have you ever, like... This I know this is such like low hanging fruit, but have you ever looked at like the actual like caloric intake for an Oreo shake?
It's unreal, 4,000, right?
A disgusting amount.
It's like unfathomable. Yeah.
You literally look at it and your eyes will pop out of your head. Mm-hmm. It's like, holy shit, that's like enough for three meals.
Yes.
That's how much it's in.
But that's like, remember when McDonald's, like, and I'm sure they still do serve salads, but everyone was finding out that their salads were more than like a Big Mac?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Dressing adds a few hundred calories to it.
The salads alone were like 1,300 calories.
Were they like super delicious at McDonald's though? I don't understand.
Know. I think I've ever had a McDonald's salad.
It was just a basic ass salad?
Well, yeah. You can get like different ones. Like chopped salads and like...
I mean, it's always dressing that adds like so much calories to the meal.
Yeah.
You're right, and I'm a dip queen, so... I'm dipping all the time with my with
wait,
all my
you dip
stuff.
Your lettuce?
No, I mean, but like
oh,
the same
the dipper in
and
general.
The same vein as like dressings. I'm always dipping at McDonald's.
I'm like a sucker for dips.
What's the best dip?
Man.
I love their buffalo.
The buffalo is really good.
Really good.
No, it's honey mustard.
I love a honey mustard, and honestly, barbecue.
I don't know. It depends on where you're at.
Well, I'm gonna say
the best barbecue out of like Burger King, Wendy's, and McDonald's has got to be McDonald's.
Every single time that they have done a special sauce, it's always been amazing, and it makes me so mad they put them away. They did one
special sauce.
Yes, they did one. This I think like a few months ago called the like special grade garlic sauce. Holy fuck, it was so good.
What was that one sauce that was like from Rick and Morty? Szechuan sauce.
Szechuan. That's pretty good. It wasn't like worth the hype, but it was very
Rick
yummy.
And Morty.
I really liked their when they gave out their special like chicken sauce. That was really good.
I don't know nothing about that.
We ended up with talking about fast food at the end of this episode.
I hope we made all you hungry.
We're also passing some dirty condoms.
Ew, wait, that's fucking disgusting. Yeah,
that's really gross.
Are you kidding? Like, throw it on a garbage.
Hey, folks, we gotta remember, clean up your fucking gross-ass condoms. This is a message.
Come in her? Come on her.
Yep. Thanks. And what not?